Tomorrow, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. You recall that there's just a very small number of psukim around which this entire Masechta revolves. And the primary psukim there is Vayikra Chazayin, Tess and Yod, even to be expansive, where it says, Vim Behema Asher Yakriveno Mimena Karban Lashem, that's Pasuk Tess, part of it. If you bring an animal that's a korban, an offering, but the word korban is important here. So then it goes on to say, Lo yachlifen v'lo yemiroso, you can't exchange or substitute it. That's in a masculine third person singular, unusually. The one who does it, he shall not exchange or substitute. Then it says, v'im hamer yamir behem bevehema, if one does substitute one animal with another animal, and here the word behema is important. Behema refers specifically to livestock, cows, goats, and sheep, really. So then, Vayahu Tumura Soya Kodesh, both it, the original, and its substitute will be consecrated, holy, sanctified. So based on that, the Mishnah teaches a few halachas. The first thing it says is, Ha'ofos v'hamanachos enan osin tamura. A bird, even if it's consecrated as a korban, meaning olos ha'of and chatas ha'of, those are bird offerings that are consecrated, they're kachim, but they're not a behema, they're an oaf. And therefore, the pasuks exclude them. And therefore, if one tries to substitute one bird for an existing consecrated olas of or chathas of, a consecrated bird, that's a korban, it just won't work. Nothing happens. And similarly, v'hamanachos, a mincha, a meal offering. So again, meal offerings are kachay kachim. They can have kedushas aguf, intrinsically consecrated. They're brought as offerings, but they're not a behema. And therefore, if one tries to substitute a second meal offering for a first meal offering, and use expressions like, you know, tachas or tamura and so on, that just doesn't work. Shlo ne'amar ela bevehema, because the pasuk specifically limits it to working on a behema, a livestock. Hatzibur v'hashutafen einan osin tamura. And similarly, an offering that's owned, that's been purchased by the communal funds, the tzibur, or shutafen, there are two partners, meaning more than one person owns this offering. In nos and tamura, it hasn't got the capacity, such an animal, to effect tamura, to make a second animal consecrated. Shneimar, because the pasuk says, lo yamiro so, he shall not substitute it. And therefore we understand it's yachid osa tamura velo hatzibur velo shutafim osam tamura. It's an individual person, because it's talking the singular, who can effect tamura and not a community of tzibur or shutafim, the multiple owners together. Now if you'll ask, wait a second. The Torah always speaks in the singular. Why would we think it to be plural? The answer is that's true, but here we're talking essentially in the third person masculine singular, which is unusual. Usually the second person, if you're telling a mitzvah to do or not do something, it should say something like, lo tamir, you shall not substitute. What's lo yamir? He shall not. Therefore, we understand we're talking about a him, and it's singular a him, not plural. You recall back to the beginning of the Masechta, we said that it's Tamura can be done by a male or a female, meaning a man or woman who owns the korban, but that was a chiddush because of this fair word yamir, which is just only men, but then we said there was an extra vav that added women. In any case, here, since it's talking in the singular in an unusual way, because it's third person instead of second person, in Hebrew that's going to be called what's called second person is called nochach, and third person is called nistar. This is a nistar. So therefore, we understand that it's specifically individuals and not multiple owners, or it's where the community who owns it. Karbonos berek habayis ein osin tamura. Now, similarly, offerings which are consecrated not to be an offering with kedushas mizbeach, to go on the mizbeach, rather with just kedushas berek habayis, meaning kedushas damim, the value has been set aside, but not the actual animal to be brought as an offering, that also will not be able to affect tamura. Meaning, here's a case like this. A guy walks to the base of Mikdash, and he sees that one of the washing station's sinks are cracked. He's like, oh my goodness, we got to buy a new sink for the base of Mikdash. I want to donate the money. But I have no money. I just have this cow, okay? Not just a regular chulin cow. So he says, listen, I will donate this cow to the base of Mikdash for them to have the funds to fix the sink. Now, when he consecrates the cow, he's not consecrating it with kedushas aguf to be on the mizbeach. It's not to be a korban. It's that this is the money he has. He's giving the value for bedek habayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash will take that cow and sell it on its eBay website. You know, it's auctioned off, and they get the money to purchase, you know, a new sink. So that animal that he consecrated with just Bedeka Baya sanctity, Kedushas Damim, extrinsic Kedusha, the value is consecrated not the thing itself. So that if a person would say substitute it for another animal, again, through substitution, through a tamura or a chalifan type description, that's just not going to work. The sanctity won't transfer. Of course, a person could do like pidyon, you could redeem or sell the animal and transfer the money, transfer the sanctity of its value onto money, but that's not what we're talking about over here. The point is that you can't transfer Kedusha through a tamura procedure if the animal that's the source of the Kedusha is only got Kedushas damim, if it's Kedushas Bedek Abayis, as opposed to Kedushas Haguf, something that's going to be Kedushas Mizbeach and Mizbeach. Now, how do we know this? Well, the Pasuk refers to it as a korban, and our Tana here understands that you can't use the term korban to refer to a cow that was consecrated just for Bedek Abayis purposes, not to be brought in Mizbeach. That's simple enough. Now, if you'll ask, wait a second, the actual Mishnah says korbanos bedek abayis, so that suggests that the word korban has some applicability to bedek abayis animals. So either we'll see, just speaking kind of loosely, and in fact we'll see that Rabbi Shimon, the next Tana, holds the word korban could apply to such a thing. Or it seems that others, like the Bar Tanur himself, had a different girsa. The Bar Tanur, like Rashi, seems to say kadshe bedek abayis instead of korbanos bedek abayis. So actually he had a different girsa, and that's why the word korban is used in our Mishnah. It's really not the right version according to that approach. In any case, it's about the word korban, which doesn't apply. Korban is eligible to do tumura, and this is not a korban. Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree. Now his disagreement is basically got to do with the source of the halacha we were talking about up to now. He's not actually arguing the dinim. So he agrees with what we said in principle, just he says you have to make other things out of these inferences, and he holds that the word korban actually, yes, could apply to an animal that's set aside as medical bias and so on. So therefore, he says you need another place to learn these things out from. Now, where's another place going to be? If you recall back to the introduction to the Masechta, which I said before, in Bechukosai, at the end, in Perek Chav Zayin, the Sukkim basically twice prohibit Tamura, and say if you do Tamura, it's forbidden, but it's effective. There's the basic Sukkim, which I keep on reading to you, back in Pasuk Yod, but then also at the end of the Perek, in the context of Meiser Behema, it again says you can't, I'll read you the Pasuk inside for that matter, the Meiser Behema Pasukim say as follows, B'chol Maser B'kar V'tzon Kol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashevet Ha'asiri Yieh Kodesh L'Hashem. First Pasuk says, your tithe animals, we're talking about the cattle or the flocks, when they pass beneath the staff on their 10th one out of the gate of the corral, that one becomes consecrated to Hashem. Then Pasuk Lamed Gimel says, Lo yivaker bein tov l'rav v'lo yimarenu. Don't be concerned and say, well, maybe I'm investigating the animal, the 10th one that came out was kind of a dud. Let's say it's a bal mum. I want to replace it. And don't do that. Don't substitute it. V'im hamer yimarenu. If you do attempt to substitute it with tumura, v'ayahu tumura so yeh kodesh, it will work, and both now become consecrated, both the first and the second animal. Lo yigael, and then you can't redeem either one. So the question is, Rabbi Shimon's picking up on, is why do we have to even say that? I mean, earlier on in the parak we said in general, korbanos shouldn't be replaced or exchanged. So that would include a meiser, a behem, which is also one of the korbanos. So why is it repeating itself? So Rabbi Shimon's going to say, this is a classic example of the Torah is making focus on one specific case, which wasn't necessary to teach you that the rules of this, in the context here of Tamura, apply to korbanos that are similar to a Meiser Behema, to the tithe, you know, the Meiser Behema korban. The Torah says in that, he says, Amar Rabbi Shimon, V'halo ha-Meiser b'chlal haya. He says the Meiser, that means the animal, the offering called the Meiser, was already included in the general principle of prohibiting Tamura earlier on in the Perek. V'lama yatsa. So then why, he asks, would the Torah again identify it specifically as part of the general rule? Lahakish elav, says Rabbi Shimon, to connect it to it, ma meiser korban yachid, just as a meiser behema always can only be from a private person, not even owned by partners. It's based on the word lacha, if you remember from the end of the last parak of Bechoros, a couple of seconds ago. So then, it could be learned from a lecha, from a private person, not from partners. Yatsu korbanos tzibur, and that also exclude like a communally joint owned korban. Ma'aser korban mizbeach, just as the ma'aser is a kind of animal that goes on the mizbeach, it's not like berek abayis. Yatsu korbanos berek abayis, that will come to exclude berek abayis. So that's basically Rabbi Shimon saying, I agree with your dinim, but I just say the source for those dinim is different. That does, however, now turn the camera around and focus back on the Tanakam, the Chacham. Wait a second. Why did the Torah repeat the rules of Temura, prohibiting them with Ma'aser Behemah, which wasn't necessary? So the answer is, if you recall back again to the end of Bechoros, we said that there was like a way in which you could accidentally substitute the Ma'aser. How was that? If you remember, if you called the ninth animal out of the corral the tenth on accident, or you even, if you didn't call the tenth the tenth and you called the 11th the tenth, so we said that the ninth and the 11th also could have like some quasi-Ma'aser status. We treat them with sanctity and some restrictions of Ma'aser. I don't get into halachas exactly at the end of Bechoros there. But the point is that there, the extra repetition comes to teach us there's that extra din that the ninth or 11th out of the corral could be substituted and have some level of kedusha like a Ma'aser.